Hello, everyone, and how are you this morning? This is Pastor Mark back with another morning devotion. No rooster for you this morning, but that's okay. I'm going to begin this morning just by reading Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Today we're going to give you a devotion about thinking about what you think about. You know, there are many places where I can receive inspiration throughout the day on what to do these devotions are. Yesterday, you know, I have this devotion already prepared, but as I read the article on Tyler Strong, I decided to share that with you yesterday. But I read a tweet yesterday that contained a quote from Max Lucado, and the tweet was, "Think about what you think." Now let that marinate for just a minute. Think about what you think. What you think about. This is a good place for us to begin today as we think about what we think about. Because we do need to understand the importance of our thought life. Have you ever considered very often what you think about? Do you consider how much your thought life controls your life? Today we read the text that contains the words, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And that is a proverb, that is a principle that you often hear used. Now, in the context, in the Proverbs 23, where that proverb is spoken, that proverb is about keeping a proper perspective on on riches. There's a few verses before and after that. In that teaching, the writer is encouraging us not to eat the bread of him that hath an evil eye. The writer is warning us to be careful around one who is providing what seems good if he is known to have an evil eye. He is telling us what he thinks he is. So if this one who is providing good thinks evil, then his motives are evil, and he will be evil. So the principle which the writer uses is applicable in many places. The principle, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, is true. So how you think will determine who you are. Let me say that again. As you think will determine who you are. As you think in your heart, so are you. So we need to think about what we think about. Let's think about this. How many of you love math? Don't everyone jump at once to raise your hand. How many of you love algebra? And you just couldn't wait until the teacher said that she was going to explain some new algebraic principle to you. Think about that. Many of us think that we're never going to use math again. In substituting in classes, how many times have I heard, "When am I ever going to use this? I'll never use this in real life." And so people think that they're never going to use math or algebra. They think that it's too hard. And so when they come to class, they already have this aversion to what they're going to learn. They think it's too hard already, or they think it's unnecessary. But the fact of the matter is, we often use algebra. If you were going to buy two candy bars and you had a dollar, how much was each candy bar? That's 2x is equal to 100. X equals 50. Much of algebra is not difficult, but many have convinced themselves that it is, so they struggle. That's just a small example of how thinking, how you think about a subject, controls the way you think, how you feel, how you respond. So the principle is true: how you think is how you are. So therefore, we should really consider how we think. We should think about what we think about. Then we should think about what affects the way we think. How we think on subjects is generally determined by what we are taught. the stimuli we experience by what we read, what we hear, what we watch on TV. And if we're not careful, our thinking can become very skewed if we do not think about what we think about. So let me ask you this today. What influences the way you think? I pray that you are influenced greatly by what the Scripture teaches. I pray that you will not allow the world to manipulate your thinking. The world may influence you to think that, well, life is just so hard, I can never be successful, or I'll never get anywhere in life, or, you know, life is always a struggle. The world may cause you to think that the only way to be happy is by having great riches. The world may cause you to think that no one really cares about you, that marriage is too hard, that you can't work through difficulties, and all kinds of things. But all of those things are untrue. There is a much better way to view the world than, or view life than through the lens of the world. The Scripture gives us great advice on life. And if we will think the way the Bible teaches us, the way the Scripture teaches us, we can think and have positive thoughts. You see, the Scripture actually gives us advice on how to control what we think. It tells us how to think on positive things. In Philippians 4:8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." So it's evident that we need to control what we think. Today, we need to think about what we think about. If you want a positive life, think positive thoughts. If you want to remove negativity from your life, remove negative stimuli. Today, you truly need to consider what you think and maybe change your focal point of your thoughts to think on good things, think on positive things, think on lovely things, good report, virtuous things, pure things, honest things, things that are just. You need to think about that. So today, Lord, we come to you thanking you that you have given us your word. I pray that your people will understand the importance of thinking on virtuous things. Also, Lord, I pray that your people will see the danger of allowing negative thoughts, fleshly thoughts, or even sinful thoughts to enter their consciousness. I pray that you will strengthen your people to remove negative stimuli. I pray that they will think on you. Think of your goodness, grace, your mercy, and peace. I pray that they would fill their thoughts with your wondrous works. Help them, Lord, to seek you in this life. I also pray today that we would learn the advice that you have given us in your word. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, you talk to us about casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so I pray today that you'll help us to see the importance of bringing our thoughts into obedience to you. Lord, I pray that your people would see the importance of thinking about what they think about. I pray today, Lord, that as we begin our day, that all our thoughts will bring you glory. Help us to feel your presence as we spend more time thinking of you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Today, I pray you will begin your day thinking on good things, and the good thoughts will guide you throughout your day. Have a great day. The Lord is truly good to his people. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark saying goodbye.